from the MyTimmonsNow.com newsroom. This is Country 93.1 News.
Good afternoon. I'm Bob McIntyre. Your chance to see and hear the three candidates for the Timmins mayoralty in next month's election comes up the evening of Thursday, October 13th at Northern College. The question and answer session featuring Michelle Boileau, Joe Campbell, and Richard Lafleur is being organized by Mark Rogers of Near North Video and YourPlaceToWatch.com. Questions are being accepted via email with no guarantee yours will be asked. Rogers says if time permits, you can ask it in person.
It'll be generally to all three. That's only fair that if you ask one, the other two should be able to answer it as well.
The moderator is Stéphane Lefebvre, manager of plant and property at the college. BIA Executive Director Cindy Campbell is the timer. City Hall will also have a table at the event where you can ensure you're on the voters list. Music and prayers will celebrate the late Queen Elizabeth II this Sunday night at St. Matthew's Anglican Cathedral in Timmins. It's the cathedral for the Diocese of Moosonee, which covers most of northeastern Ontario and part of northwestern Quebec. Interim priest Reverend Judy Cooper says guest musicians will be part of the celebration of the Queen's role as Supreme Governor of the Church. The service will also recognize King Charles III.
Oh, absolutely. There will be prayers. There will be the singing of God Save the King. And that would please our late monarch very, very much to see that happen.
The service begins at 7 o'clock. If you can't be there, arrangements can be made for you to join on Zoom. Almost 9 in every 100 nursing and residential care jobs in this province were vacant last year. That's twice the rate of 2019. Ontario's Financial Accountability Office is out with a new report suggesting the rising cost of living and stagnant public sector wages could lead to reduced service quality. The FAO says the province will have to increase wages to make sure staffing levels in healthcare and education remain viable in order to deliver services. Hurricane Ian has reached Florida. The storm made landfall along the west coast of the Sunshine State just after 3 o'clock this afternoon, with a maximum sustained wind near 241 kilometers an hour. Ian is bringing heavy rain after strengthening to a Category 5 hurricane, fueled by the warm water of the Gulf of Mexico. To sign up for news alerts, go to MyTimmonsNow.com.